I heard a girl at the gym yesterday. She was lamenting. She said, "Everyone is so popular except for me." They got me thinking, who has the most friends on Facebook? Who has the most friends on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat? I don't know. But honestly, who cares? The real question is, do you actually have a tried and true friend? One that's been tested? And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach me at tdagiantslayer at gmail.com. Hey, thanks, Amazon, for reaching out to me through that email. Don't know how you got it, but boy, you're good. Hey, we're also brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. That's gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. So, do you have a friend? I mean, seriously, do you have a friend? I mean, we like to think we have a friend, but the truth is that friendships are messy. They're hard. There are a lot of downsides to friends. So I wanted to delve into that today just for a minute or two and talk about kind of the flip side of friendship. First of all, you know, the Bible says in Genesis that it's not good for man to be alone, and we like to think this verse is really just about marriage, but it's not. There's a principle there. God doesn't want us to be alone. Even when he had the disciples, he sent them out in twos, and Jesus himself hung out with 12 dudes, 12 disciples. We see a glimpse of this idea of friendship in the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and we understand in Song of Songs that three are better than one in a relationship. You know, it's not good to be alone. Some people's problems are made worse simply because they spend too much time with their problem, and that would be themselves. So a relationship or a friendship is good. God understands that it will bring life, joy, laughter, wisdom, insight, hope, and so much more. I hope you have a friend that when he calls and you see his number on your phone, you light up. You can't wait to answer it. You know, secondly, Scripture says that there are some friends that need to be dropped. I personally hate this one. I've always wanted to make friends for life. I'm pretty loyal. But I've learned that I can give and give and give, and people can take and take and take, and I need to just walk away sometimes. Or if they walk away, not to run after them. And what's remarkable at this age, now that I'm getting close to 60, I am now much more likely to keep a distance from a lot of people and just keep a few close friends. Let others walk. I used to try to make everyone a good friend, and now it's just not worth it. I'd rather have a couple. And number three, friendships, they're not easy. I have a great friend. We were best friends at a time, and we went into business together, and he left me with an $18,000 debt. I'll never forget the day I got a call from the bank and said, "You owe us $18,000. Well, he had filed bankruptcy, and I was still on the note. I wasn't going to file bankruptcy, so I got to pay his debt. And he blamed me. But you know what? We worked it out. We talked it out. We hung out. And I realized over time this was coming more from his wife, now ex-wife, than it was from him. It was a hard year. And if I was to say we're as close as we were, I'd be lying. We're not. But we're still good friends. We still hang out. We still have some great memories. And we still talk about a lot of things in life and one another. And in fact, I just went to his wedding a couple weeks ago. But friendships aren't easy. And what about this? Speaking of how many followers or friends you have, you need to understand this principle because it is key. Quality is by far more advantageous than quantity. I have 1,000 acquaintances, thousands. In fact, this past Sunday, I took my grandkids to a big restaurant, and my grandson and I were sitting in there. And he was literally saying, "Boy, Papa, you know everybody." And I was joking. I said, "Well, I don't know everybody." And just then, a guy walks into the restaurant, stops at my booth, and says, "Hey, bro." And I'm like, "Hey, man, how are you?" And I knew him from the gym. And then he kept going. And my grandson said, "See, Papa, you have millions of friends. You know everybody." Well, I do, but not really. I have millions of acquaintances, but I have about 100 friends. And I have 3 really best, solid, anywhere, anytime, at the drop of a dime friends. And outside of my wife and my dad, I really only have one true best friend. He's been a best friend for about 20 years. I'm pretty lucky. But quality is by far the key. Quantity is overrated. But we get duped by social media. If I were you, I'd go after quality. The next idea is friendships will be tested. I can tell you a few stories between my best friend and I, and they were tested. Once I refused to write a reference letter for him regarding a huge decision for he and his wife, he was not happy. I wasn't backing down, but we both chose to continue to love each other and talk and work through it. And now we're closer more than ever, and we joke about it now. And then there was a time where I blew him off once when he was struggling emotionally. I thought he was blown it out of proportion. And he wasn't. His wife called me. She was not happy. She thought I acted out of touch and uncaring, and I did. And then I found out he was really dealing with some tough stuff. Then I had to go back. I had to apologize. I had to tell him again and again, you know, hey, I'm sorry. I wasn't tuned in. And, you know, I blew it. And you know what? It's gotten better. And because of those testings, it got even better. We now actually, we laugh about it. In fact, we talk almost every day. And just last week, he was teasing about that situation, teasing me about how good of a friend I was in that moment. And I had to laugh about it because he was right. Look, you're not going to go very far in life with yourself. And you're not going to go real far in life with a ton of friends. But you would be surprised how far you can go in life with a few quality choice good friends. But the key is this, because a lot of people are like, I just don't have any friends. That's typically coming from a selfish motive. As they say, and I will stick to this, if you want to have a friend, you have to be a friend. But if you want a quality friend, you have to be a quality friend. It always starts with you. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.